Chuck Schumer to force vote on abortion after fragile polling data. By Wendell Hasebo on May 5, 2022. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, on Thursday announced the Senate will vote on abortion legislation via the Women's Health Protection Act, Wednesday. This legislation would enshrine abortion on demand and up-to-birth in federal law as well as void all state laws aimed at protecting the lives of the unborn. The announcement follows Schumer's promise to hold a vote to make abortion a winning issue for Democrats come the midterm elections. A vote on this legislation is not an abstract exercise, Schumer said. This is as urgent and real as it gets. We will vote to protect a woman's right to choose. And every American is going to see which side every senator stands. The vote is likely to fail. Democrats need 60 Senate votes to pass the legislation. But polling shows that public opinion may be at odds with Schumer's effort to codify the 1973 ruling. Democrats have failed to secure a majority consensus among voters to enact abortion legislation, a Wednesday Politico/Morning Consult poll revealed. Only 47% support codifying Roe v. Wade. 53% of the electorate either oppose abortion legislation or have no opinion. That public opinion has not solidified around Schumer's vote is damaging to the Democrats' efforts, especially when most Americans believe the Supreme Court will overturn Roe, 57%. Only 22% said it would not, a net difference of 35 points. Additional Rasmussen polling revealed a plurality of voters, 48%, approve of overturning Roe. Only 45% disapprove. Americans are highly skeptical of left-leaning abortion policies, according to the Republican National Committee. 71% want significant limits on abortion. 77% support banning infanticide. 80% believe third trimester abortions should be illegal. By a 20-point margin, Americans also oppose taxpayer-funded abortions, which Americans currently fund. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.